Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 565. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Hello.
It's frosty. It's a brisk, what'd you say, 30, 32, 33?
35.
35. And my office doesn't have the mini split installed yet, so I got out here an hour early. I plugged up the heater, and I don't think it made any difference.
You should get one of those full body blankets that have like the little arms cut out.
You're talking about the slanket? Yeah, or the, what's the other one? There was the slanket and then the other one. Oh, people are probably upset with us. The like the blanket with arms. There was like two popular ones. They were everywhere.
Hold on, I'm looking.
There's another one though.
Oops, here it is. Snuggie.
Snuggies, yeah.
Actually, I have an Atlanta Falcons one.
Do you ever wear it?
Yes, I do wear it every now and then when I'm really cold.
Do you use it as a blanket or do you put the arms in it?
Oh, yeah, the arms go in, especially when you're playing video games.
So do you arm it up?
But then sometimes when it's too cold, I'll just put my arms out and put them underneath with the controller and be all balled up that way.
you're like a small child. I don't own a Snuggie or a Slanket. Now, I want to say publicly, I don't have a problem with them. I'm just not a big blanket guy. I'd rather put a hoodie on if I'm cold at home than I would have to get a blanket. Because then you have to have the blanket. If you get up, you got to like sit the blanket back down and come back. It's like a whole thing. I got to cover myself back up. You put on a nice pair of like lounge pant and a hoodie and you're good.
Yeah, you and your hoodies.
Yeah, it's a blanket that you don't have to keep up with. You know, it doesn't require the maintenance. Those ears will get warmed up. You can get them with those thumb holes in case you're like really being agile. You could put a set of mittens on and you'd be in heaven.
So I have the Snuggie, which is really thin. Then I have a medium thickness blanket and then a really thick blanket.
You ever double blanket?
Sometimes I will when it's really cold.
Triple's too much. Triple's a lot though. You know what you need is one of those space blankets. It's like that won't be annoying at all. When you're just crinkling up, make a little space burrito. What about a sleeping bag?
A sleeping bag, really?
Well, what's the hold off? I think sleeping bags for adults gotta, like in the house, I think they gotta make a comeback or maybe show up for the first time. I don't understand why at night you don't get in the bed and just slide in a sleeping bag.
Because if you're laying with your significant other, you kind of want that body heat that gets put off.
I mean, I'm pro. I just can't be the only guy out there doing it. What's the concern? You immediately cancel it out. You can triple blanket with a Snuggie like a champ, but the idea of a sleeping bag, what scares you about it? You're fully encased by a blanket.
Just lugging it around and storing it and packing it up and all that stuff.
No, you keep it out. It stays on the bed.
Oh, no, I don't want a single sleeping bag. I like to like cuddle up with my wife and, you know, get her body heat again.
Not a problem. They're in theirs. No, sleeping bag, then one blanket over the top. You don't need it. And I don't know, you can't be cuddling like that at night because I got to roll over. That person's got to move. I can't have you disturbing my sleep every time you got to move. No, not when you're trying to sleep. When you're trying to do the things you're talking about, when you're just trying to sleep, you can get out of the sleeping bag when you're trying to do that stuff.
Oh, then when you're trying to get out of bed, you got to unzip the zipping bag and fling it over and get out.
Same thing, you got to take 16 blankets off of you. This is quicker. Yeah, you just slide in and out. Just swoop in, swoop out. Swoop in, swoop out. I'm talking about like a nice, heavy, like a weighted blanket with a furry blanket on the inside. And you just slide, like you're sliding inside of an animal.
See, this is where I think we need to ask Camper Dan about that. Because I know he uses them.
I don't think he's done it on the bed. See, I think it's a missed opportunity for everybody. Yeah, but it's different. I think it hits harder on a bed because you're still comfortable.
Have you ever used a sleeping bag while camping?
No, I've used a sleeping bag. I've never been camping.
Or have you ever been camping?
Like in my backyard and stuff, yeah. Or like you do a sleepover as like a kid and you'd bring your sleeping bag because you're going to sleep on their floor.
Then why don't you pull out the sleeping bag and try it out?
No, I don't have one. But if I did, I'd put it on the bed. I think more people got to do sleeping bags on beds. Even the couch. What if you're snuggled up and you're watching the Falcons play and you're up in that cocoon feeling good? If your hands get cold, you just tuck them down in there. You don't have to do this blanket dance that you do.
So you're sleeping bag on bag. Oh, shit. Look at this.
I like this person. on a sleeping bag? That's weird. He's doing it for cushion. He's got a shitty bed. I think there's a missed opportunity. I think right now it sounds odd to you because you're just now hearing it for the first time. But I think when you give it some thought, you're going to be like, it is convenient. You could still do the one blanket over the top if you choose to sleep that way. So you do sheet, sleeping bag, blanket. I'll sleep on top of it like that person. Look, there's a twin for you. You're worried about the body heat.
Oh, look at this one. Oh, look at the walls.
Yeah, well, there's been action happening right there. You see the dual bag? There's a sleeping bag for dogs. I don't want any of that nonsense. I want my own sleeping bag. Yeah, I'm not trying to be in there with somebody. I want to be in my own bag. No, I don't want it. That's like a sarcophagus. I don't like that at all. What is she in? I don't like that at all. I'm talking about a regular. That looks inflatable. I don't like it. I want a regular sleeping bag. Now, this lady on the couch looks like she's being restrained. Can we go back? There's a space blanket. Look at that lady, top row, like fifth picture over. She looks like someone's put her there. Top row, top, all the way up. She looks like as if someone has abducted her. Shiny gloss, wet look, nylon mermaid sleeping bag, down mummy sleeping bags, warm new is the title for this. It looks like is she's about to be dumped off a bridge. Like someone has tied her up. You got no arms. I need arms. I'm not about just a conventional sleeping bag, but a good one. Not like a, I don't want one that sounds like a windbreaker. I want one that's like a weighted blanket on the top and furry on the inside. I think we got to look into this further.
Well, there you go. There's your new business adventure. You can start, retire, just do that.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just saying you get on the train now because it may be full later. The sleep sack. I'm just out there pumping out sacks. The bedtime burrito. Oh, it's a slanket. Yeah, it's an untapped market, so I might look into it. Nobody steal the idea if you're listening. It's my 401k, my retirement, the sleeping bag.
Maybe market one bag and then like a double bag for like couples.
You brought up a good point, though, that some people might want to still dual it up. So you're right. I should look into the two person as well. That's just like coveralls, puffy coveralls, overalls, coveralls. I can't get them mixed up.
Okay, look at this.
Yeah, I don't, it wasn't, it was just, that's just windbreaker material, like puffy windbreaker, like a starter jacket, but the pants too.
But I was really never into the big puffy jackets growing up.
You never had a starter jacket?
Yeah, I had one. I had a football, an Atlanta Falcons one.
Mean, they're pretty puffy though. Oh yeah, no, I never had that, but I did have the starter jacket, which was sort of puffy. Not the windbreaker, but like the next step up. I got Orlando Magic.
Oh, NBA, no football?
Yeah. I just had the one.
Oh, so you were a Shaq guy?
Yeah, Penny Hardaway. I was an Anfernee Hardaway fan. I still have my little Penny in there, and the poster of the match. I'm still a fan. I don't know why the Magic, but I love the Magic growing up. The Bulls and the Magic. That's where it was at for me.
Yeah, I was a Bulls fan because of Jordan, and I also like the Atlanta Hawks, Dominique Wilkins, them.
Yeah, I had everybody loved the Bulls. Everybody had the Bulls and somebody else. I remember having posters up. I wasn't allowed to put them up, but I could like tape them up. And I had, I didn't have a bad childhood. I don't know why I made it sound that way, but I couldn't put holes in a wall. Anyways, I had Bulls up, and I had the Penny Hardaway stuff up, and Hot Wheels. So I was super cool. Basically, is what I'm telling you. Like, the coolest. Hot Wheels would release like the first editions poster that had like it showed like 1997 first editions. It'd have all of them on there in their pictures, and it was like a checklist type deal. But I wouldn't check it. I would just hang it up.
Oh, that's cool. Just like a little car poster.
It's like a full size poster. Yeah, those were the days.
Well, speaking of Hot Wheels, I was online looking around and stuff, and I seen Spawn, which I'm a Spawn guy. I've seen Spawn and some Hot Wheels. I did a little thing together back in the day. And I saw some listing online of a Spawn vehicle, like a little Matchbox car.
Yeah, I like a collab like that. I like a crossover collab. Do you want it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of thinking about it.
Oh, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty well. For me, it's expensive for a car. I mean, I've seen it for like $20, $30, $40, for each one.
I find that most Hot Wheels don't really hold their value very good. Like a lot of the ones that I thought would be collectible are not.
All right, let me show you. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, it's Hot Wheels, Hot Wheels, yeah. Spawn Mobile. Is that the name of the car? Spawn Mobile? That's a terrible name. That's old too. When is that from?
Looks like 1993.
Yeah, it looks old. The packaging looks old, like the style. I like that Todd McFarlane's name is just as big as the Spawn logo. I like Todd McFarlane. He's kind of a prick with Spawn, though. He gatekeeps it so much that I feel like it could be way bigger than what it is. But maybe that's what's protected it so much. Who knows? There's $27 on eBay. 10 bucks open, but I wouldn't buy it open. There's a $20 one on eBay right there. He's got it in like a little case. Oh, it comes in that case. Oh, it's in like a blister pack, I guess, to like a nod to the Spawn figures. So the package is a little beat up. You should get it. You should always add to the collection.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'd have to get all four different ones, but we'll see.
125. See, that's just like a car, but those others are like a comic with a car. Those are different. It's like the car is on front of it. You see the little card. It's attached to a comic. Click on that picture so we can see what that original price was up top, because that one's got the sticker. 50. He bought them. That's a secondhand sticker, though. He left that sticker on the front and center because in his mind, he thinks if you think I paid 100 or 50 for each one of those, you're getting a steal. I know that move. I know that eBay game. You can't peel it off. And also, people pay more money for original stickers. They like that. That time and place, that nostalgia kicks in. I met Todd McFarlane at the GameStop convention. He was doing autographs. And, you know, it's a line, so you very much move through it. But he was a very polite gentleman. For the limited amount of time I spent with him, he didn't rub anyone the wrong way when I was in earshot. Of course, everyone in line was more or less a fan or trying to get an autograph, one or the other, which I was, in fact, only trying to get an autograph.
Do you remember by chance what you got autographed?
No. Dan could tell you. I gave it to Dan. Yeah, because Dan's a fan. I don't even know if he still has it, but it was a black and white comic of some kind that they were giving out there. And I had him sign it and gave it to Dan.
Well, it could have been another Todd McFarlane production thing that he does with one of his other characters, or it could have been Spawn.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was Spawn or not, but I had to stay in line forever to get it. But, you know, when you make like a decision, when you're like, I'm going to wait, I'm going to get this. And then you're like, oh my God, this line's moving so much slower than I thought. But at that point, you've like committed to it mentally. It was definitely one of those situations where I was like, I wish I didn't get in this line, but now that I have, I'm going to see it through. Because to wait like 10 minutes and then leave seems like even bigger waste than to wait an hour to get it. You know, I got to do some pretty cool things from GameStop and then from the E3 that I went to. And there were long lines for a lot of stuff, but some of the lines, you know, to hear other people talk about the things they've seen and stuff like that. It was neat too. It was part of the experience. I think lines can sometimes be okay, but like, I don't want to wait in line at like Target. I don't want to go to Red Lobster and wait in line, but like a line at a place like that where everybody's talking about the same things, even though I don't want to participate. I like to hear other people talk about the things that excited them. So bad.
Yeah. I don't mind going to like Comic Cons where you get autographs and stuff like that. It's just don't like to stand in line too long. Because sometimes the wait is like 30 minutes, hour, 2 hours.
I don't typically stand in line for things like that. I've never paid for an autograph. Now I would, don't get me wrong. I would pay for one that increased the value of the thing they were signing.
I once went to the Comic-Con with a friend of mine, and we were standing in line for William Shatner. And we're probably there about an hour, but I was with him and he wanted the autograph. And we're like maybe the fifth person, sixth person there. And then Shatner got up and said, okay, he'll be back. He's going to take his lunch, and then just left. And we were just all standing there.
But let's say you had a Star Trek video game and you wanted him to sign the cover of it or something like that. I'm good with that. But like just being a fan to get him to sign like the picture that they give you or something, like I can't wait for that. Now I would wait for you guys, if I knew you wanted an autograph, even if I had to pay, I would wait for that. But like for me, I'm not going to do that. If I have to pay now for free, I might would wait for an autograph, one that I thought was pretty cool. You know, I was lucky enough to get, you know, some signatures on a mini helmet at the Titans training camp this year. And I probably had to wait, I don't know, 20 minutes total. And I was able to get probably 7 autographs.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so I had a water bottle. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, couldn't make it. So I had a water bottle that I had a bunch of people sign that I gave to him. And then I had my mini helmet, which I had Mike Vrabel, Derrick Henry, and D-Hop signed. And so I got them all on one mini helmet, and then everyone else signed the water bottle I gave to him because I'm a good person. I could have kept it. I would have liked to have kept it. But that's not what you do, because if he went to a thing I couldn't go to, I gave him everything from that event. I took two of everything like an asshole. I probably took away from other people, to ensure that he got one of everything that I got. And the water bottle I gave him that I had him sign was the only one I had. I couldn't get a second one. So I gave him up my water bottle with signatures so he could have one. And I don't tell you that so you know what an amazing person I am. But that's, to me, the right thing to do, because I would want him to do the same if he went to a thing that I couldn't go to, where he would, you know, I don't need you to go with the purpose of thinking about me, but maybe while you're there, you know, you grab an extra towel or a pair of sunglasses or whatever the stupid thing is. That's all. That's all. That's as good of a friend as I'm ever. So, cause I'm not good at like hanging out or doing those kind of things, but I can like try to think about you in that moment. So yeah, it was cool to get those, and I think it was well worth the wait. But if I had to stand in line and pay like $40 to get an autograph for each one of those, I probably wouldn't have done it, even though I love the Titans. That's a lot. I hate being in line. I hate groups of people. I hate crowds. I hate all that stuff. I have my hands in my pocket, which is also weird. You can't see me because my camera sucks, but I got my hands in my pocket.
Yeah, we know you don't like crowded places and people and stuff like that. Even in retail, you didn't like a lot of people. And I've seen you at the Opry Mills Mall when it was like slam busy at the Lego store, and there was all kinds of people around. You're just looking at hating everybody, just being hateful.
I'm not hateful. You hate more people than I hate. No, that's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, you even hate people just walking by you and just be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, strangers. I don't need them around me. And you know what? Here's another problem. I have an approachable face and people think it's okay. So everywhere I go, I have to deal with people just talking to me. And I let that go. I'm never rude, but they just want to talk. They're like, how's the weather? How you doing? I was buying a...
Oh, then you go outside with that Titans gear on.
Yeah. Oh, people love to tell me to tighten up, or they're like, oh, rough season, huh? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to get some milk, bro. I don't say that, though. I'm like, yeah, it is. They're like, you think we'll bounce back? I'm like, probably not. You know, this was fun for me. I'm going to go. But I'm not rude.
Sometimes when I'm out, I like to mess with people. I have like a Georgia hat on. It's all solid black with the black G with that white outline and a red around that. And then they'll look at me like, oh, yeah, you guys are doing great this year. Or, oh, another championship, or go Bulldogs or whatever. And I'll just like, what? What are you talking about? Bulldogs? Huh? Football? No, I don't watch football. This is G. My name starts with a G. So I got it because my name starts with a G.
No, I never do that. That's too much work. That's too much work. What if you took it off and stomped it? It's like, I hate the dogs. And you barked at them. Look, I understand that I'm encouraging that behavior, right? I put a Titans hoodie on and a Titans hat. I'm pretty well asking for someone who is a fan to be like, tighten up. That's why a friend of the show, Marshall 205, is the perfect person for me to attend events with, because he wants it. He feeds off of it. It drives him. That's his fuel when somebody like screams, tighten up at him. And he's usually the guy screaming into somebody else. He likes that. And I can just be behind him and not do that. But yeah, if I go out, like if I go to Publix and somebody's like, tighten up, I'm like, hell yeah. But that's it. That same level of excitement right there. I'm like, all right. Yeah. No, I don't thumbs up. I'm not a child. No. Yeah, but I'm like, you know, but they always love to be like, man, rough season, huh? What do you think they ought to do? Like, I'm like, they consult with me. Like, I'm part-time GM. I mean, it's like, no, 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 I don't want friends. And also, you'd be there for 3 hours when I just came to get breadcrumbs or something. I can't do that. No, what you do is you go, well, we got a lot to work on. We'll just see what happens in the off season. And you get out. You go. You're boom. Statement period out. Because if you hang around, they're going to want to talk to you about everything. You'll be talking about the kicker next thing you know. And you don't have that kind of time. But I should be allowed to wear Titans gear and not have to speak to you. It should be okay. You see them, though. You see them from a distance. They're looking at you. Right? They're scoping out your outfit. They're scoping out your hoodie. They're looking up at the hat. And you just know that when you finally get to them, when you finally cross paths, they're going to say something. You can feel it in your balls. And Layla, they got the sleeveless Titans on underneath. I just want you to see it. They got that one from, they got the Music City Miracle shirt on. Now, I want to make a caveat here. I have an Oilers hat, white and gray. Had it on the other day. Guy said, hey, love that hat. That was it. And he had a Titan shirt on. That was it, though. It was a 3-second interaction. We didn't have to talk about schemes, who we should draft, who we should play. Like, hey, love the hat. I'll allow that. That's okay if you're out there. But I need you to understand, if you're a fan and you're listening of a team, you shouldn't be the guy out there having the full-blown conversation with somebody. They probably don't want it. And if they do, they'll find you, and then it's okay to engage. But don't be the instigator. Don't be that guy. What are we even doing right now? I forgot why we're here. We've been on here for 50 minutes on this call. I don't know how long the recording is. We haven't even touched on anything remotely interesting.
We've been recording for 30 minutes.
30 minutes. You should start the show.
Yeah. So let's talk video games. So what have you been playing?
So quickly, I got the PlayStation Portal in. Not the portable, but the Portal, which is the DualShock that was split in half with a jigsaw, and then they threw a like an 8-inch screen in the middle of it. You know, first impressions, packaging, really good. Some of the best packaging I've seen out of Sony. You open this box, right? It's got this tab. You open it. You slide it out. It's another box inside that box, but it has like a drawer with a little actual like wood tab on it. You pull that out, and it slides the drawer open to reveal the PlayStation Portal. And it looks good. It's weighty. It's girthy. It feels heavier than what I was expecting. It feels good. I will say there's some weird, I think because my hands aren't as close together as normal, I overthink the buttons, even though they're the same. So I had to adjust a little bit when I first started messing with it. Setup takes like literally 2 minutes. You like scan a thing with your phone to sign in. It automatically signs you into that. And it says, hey, you want to connect to the PS5 you used last? And it automatically pulls it up. And you're like, yes. And it's like done. And it works that quick. Now, I already have my remote play settings turned on. And so if you didn't, you would have to go turn those on. But if you have those on, I mean, it was wham, bam. And I was playing. I played Speedstorm on it now multiple times. And I have been able to play and win races in Speedstorm. Which is a situation where I feel like you need pretty good, inputs, real-time inputs. You can't have latency when you're trying to do that. So I've been really happy with it. I think it's a really good buy if it fits your use case. Like if you're someone who wants to have the game on Sunday but also wants to dick around like on commercial breaks and things like that, it's perfect. Or if you have a significant other that wants to be in the same room watching TV but you still want to play, you can do that.
So I've seen some reviews, people were not liking the fact that you have to, when you play the PlayStation Portal, when you turn it on, it actually turns your TV and your PlayStation 5 on. They don't like the fact that your TV comes on.
So it does. It's a remote play device. So your PS5 has to be on.
So the PS5 needs to be on.
Kinda. So now maybe I just haven't used it enough. You push the button and it turns your PS5 on. There's no need to change an input on a TV because it turns it on, but you see it on your screen. It is just the PS5 screen broadcast over to yours through the internet. Oh, so you can turn your TV on and watch it. It is real time. I mean, it is crazy. Like I said, Speedstorm is a fast twitch game, and I was able to play and win. So the one thing I would say is a little different, unless I just don't know how to do it, is when you turn your Portal off, it does not turn off your PS5. So you actually have to, just like you're playing PS5, you hit the PlayStation button, you scroll over, and you enter rest mode, and then you turn the Portal off. Unless I don't know something. But yeah, so I actually press the PlayStation button just like you would on a normal controller. It turns it on. I'm trying to think. You turn it on. It's got a power button on top. You turn this thing on, and then it says connect to PS5. And when you hit that button, it automatically turns your PS5 on. You play like normal. When you're finished, you hit the PlayStation button, and the process is the same as it always is. You turn it off, and then once it's off, you turn the Portal off. But it works very well so far. Now, I'm in my house. I have decent internet. I'm 5 feet away from my PlayStation, but I've been really happy with it. So played Speedstorm over there and regular. We've been playing a lot of Party Animals, so we played that more. I know we spoke about it last week. I think we might have played just a second of Rocket League, and then I've got just balls deep in this Angry Birds VR on the Quest. It's part of the Meta Plus, or the Quest Plus, I think they call it. And it's one of the free games for this month with a subscription, and it's fun. I've had a good time dicking around with it.
So going back to the PlayStation Portal real quick, how similar is it to the backbone or anything else like that?
Yeah, so I've played, I've done remote play on my iPad before, where I was able to connect a controller and play that way.
So it was similar, but not really like the backbone.
Well, so that's what I was about to say. You're just using your phone for the backbone. So it's the same as remote playing from your phone. All the backbone does is give you a controller, basically, that connects. So if I mean, having done it both ways, I wouldn't say that one is necessarily better than the other. It's just that with my phone, I have to get my phone, take it out of the case. In my case, it won't fit in there in the case. Put it in the backbone, connect everything up. And then if I get a text message or anything, I have to leave the app and then I have to go back in and get everything going again. You know, in this case, I grab the thing, I touch a button, and I'm playing games on a much bigger screen too. I don't have a giant phone. So like latency wise, I didn't have any problems playing on my phone either. You know, it worked good on there as well. So I would say they probably perform similar. It's just I don't want all the notifications and everything popping up. I just want to play. And my phone is typically going off all the time for something. And so, you know, having to stop what I'm doing just isn't ideal for me, where I could just set this down, pause it, and then pick it back up and go to it. So
Have you been able to test out the battery on the PlayStation Portal at all?
I'm pro backbone as well. I don't know. I've never played it enough to run it down, and I've kept it full charge. So I wouldn't know on that. I don't know that I'll ever play it hard enough to run that thing down. Because I want to do it for like 30 minutes while I'm messing around with something, or I'm not ever going to play that for that's not the best way to play PlayStation. So I'm not going to do that in most cases. Now, where they're getting me is those headphones right there. They're pissing me off because all I got to do is put those in my ear and they automatically connect to that thing. I could throw one side in, have audio, and still have clear listening for the TV. And they also work with the PS5. They're the same price as the Portal. They're $200 for those earbuds. I want them. They just came out, but I want them. There's a little button. There's like an explore button on there that like you hit it and they sync them straight to it. Like they're pushing these things hard and I want them. Like you slide the screen out and it's got menus and there's like a on-screen button for those things. It does have a headphone jack. I also do want to say I don't like where they put the plugs. The plugs are all like hitting around back and everything, and it feels weird. They are using those planar magnetic drives that we talked about whenever they got announced. But yeah, they're cool, but they're $200. Work with your phone, work with your PS5, work with the Portal. I mean, they work with everything. They gotta use a fucking link adapter. Is that what that's for? No, it's for the Pulse. Sorry. They don't use anything. They're cool. $200.
I think you should get them. Now let's go back to gaming. You're talking about Angry Birds?
Oh, yeah. It's played Angry Birds. It's fun. It's Angry Birds, but in VR. So you're holding the slingshot with the bird on it and the towers in front of you. It's not doing anything crazy. It's just fun.
Did you and a friend of show, Marshall 205, play it online?
I don't know that it has multiplayer. I'm just playing alone. There's three worlds to go through, or there's two worlds. There's regular, then there's spooky, then there's like custom levels where you make your own. I haven't messed with that yet, but there's so inside each world has a ton of levels, and I think I'm on. So you go to the spooky level and it has four worlds within the spooky levels. I'm on the last world now. So I'm almost done with the game. I three-starred all of them except for one on the first world, and on the second world, I got some cleanup work to do. If I want to go back and try to get it, I'm unsure because these have been harder. But I'm having a blast with it, for another pun. It's good. I'm enjoying myself.
We also did our multiplayer night last week.
Yeah, we did. That was Demio again, week two.
Yeah, we ended up trying to play a level and it didn't work. We didn't succeed. We all died.
Yeah, there was some mismanagement. I feel like we made poor decisions, which led to our loss. You know, the getting separated is tough because you need someone to go out and scout. But if that person goes down and someone has to go over there, then you have two people who have peeled off. And the worst thing in that game is separation because the monsters come to you. And we spent way too many resources fighting things early on that we didn't need to fight. And it sucks because you play through multiple maps to make it to the final map in each like book. And so we invested a ton of time all just to get to the end of this first world, and we didn't make it. You would have moved on to the next map. Or we beat the first map, we moved on to the second map. From the second map, you go to the boss fight. And we just didn't make it, and it takes forever to even get to that point. So it was a little disappointing that we didn't finish, especially because I was the last one up there, but there was nothing I could do because those monsters were coming. The only option I had was maybe to try to run. I could have tried to grapple hook around and run from everything and loop back around and hope they weren't close enough for it to count. But you'd have had to watch me play solo for another 30 minutes. And I'm fairly sure no one wanted that, especially friend of the show, Marshall 205.
With the gates open and closed, no telling what you would get coming around trying to get to the hill point again.
Who knows what you would have encountered trying to run? I mean, there was just no chance. If there was two of us, I think we could have got it. But with just one, there was just no chance. I enjoy that game a lot, though. How do you feel about it now that you've had 2 weeks with it?
This time around, I actually did like it a little more. Well, I liked it the first time, but I actually know what I'm doing. I feel like now. So I had a little bit more fun.
Yeah, you could definitely tell that you had done some research or played a little bit because you were doing things that helped progress this time, where last time you were kind of just getting out of the way. So that's good. So you think, like, progressively, this next week coming up, you may have even more fun.
Yeah, I think I'll have more fun playing a little bit more, so. Not sure if I'm going to change a character or not. I'd probably keep the same guy, but I'm excited. I can't wait to play it again.
Yeah, it's a neat game. I like what it's doing. I will say sometimes there's a long wait between turns. So, like I'll go, but then I gotta wait for you to do two or three turns, then Howard to do two or three turns, and then Patman to do two or three turns. And so you're just chilling. Then the monster's gotta go. Then it's your turn again. So you might wait 3, 4 minutes between turns, depending on what's going on. And that can be a lot of downtime if you're not feeling it, But luckily I enjoy that game and I like watching what you guys do. And when we got split up, it was hard. I couldn't even see what you were doing because you were so far away. You're tiny over there. So I'm like trying to zoom in, then zoom back out, then zoom over here. And so there was stuff to kind of keep me busy. But overall, I like it.
Well, due to me being sick this week, I didn't really get to play any VR. I did get a bunch of stuff, but I didn't get to play anything because I was trapped in my room for a few days and the Quest 2 was out in another area.
So you bought a game, Journey to the Foundation, and then you did Meta Quest Plus, which includes Angry Birds, Isle of Pigs, and New Era Football, Pro Era. New Era is the hats. Pro Era Football, which is the first one. And so you have a lot to play in VR. You just gotta get not sick. You don't be sneezing, coughing, snotting in that thing.
While I was trapped in my room, I did get to play a lot of Nintendo Switch, though.
Yeah. What did you play over there?
I played the usual Fallout Shelter, Animal Crossing, and then a lot of Disney Speedstorm.
I mean, that's still a pretty full week. That's a lot of stuff on the Switch.
Yeah, I did play a lot of Disney Speedstorm, so grinding it out, unlocked a couple people, and just racing.
But are you having fun? You keep acting like you're not having fun, but just keep playing it.
Yeah, I'm still having fun. I still like it. I'm just not that good at racing games. So I'm constantly just have to grind and grind and grind to get shards to unlock people or to even try to level up somebody because I have two people that are level 25, but everyone else is like in his fives or six or sevens because I'm
Right.
just have to grind it to level each player up.
So I think it's unfortunate. Like, I take a lot of that for granted because I have almost all the characters. So I can, like, if I jump in one and it's like Pirates of the Caribbean, I can get on somebody. Or if it says like Jungle Book, I have somebody. I can see how maybe it feels real gatekeeping if you don't have, like, you have to spend money or you can't play the race if you don't have a character. But they did make life easier now by letting everybody level up with the same. See, it used to be you had to have their unique stuff to level them up in the beginning. So even when you got them, you couldn't level them up. They have made that better for you. But you're right. It sucks that, like, I guess, like, thinking about, like, you're not having a Hercules character, that sucks. Because then you can't do any of the races, which means you can't get any of the boxes, which means you can't level anybody else up.
Yeah, because I still have a bunch of characters are still like on the first level, one, two, three. Some I've never even played.
Who's your favorite character to race with?
I'd say my favorite is Goofy, but I mainly race with Jasmine because she's quicker.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever raced more than like once or twice with Jasmine, just when it makes you. The genie is the one I chose to level up, and I kind of regret it. I don't like his I don't like the genie special.
Yeah, Jasmine's special is horrible.
What is hers?
It's where like the horse runs out in front of her and tries to knock the people out, and for, as long as but you had to hit it at the right angle to that it hit them, but I always miss.
Oh, it's like Hercules's. Yeah, Hercules just flies that Pegasus out in front, and you just have to like stay in it to boost. But it's always like it takes the fastest route, so I can't keep up with it or stay in it. I'll tell you, Mickey is super fast if you go for like a speedster. So the only character I don't have is Figment now.
Yeah, I got to play as Figment on one of the new events or the races, little small races that they do for like the daily or weekly.
Yeah, so they just gave away a Figment shard this week if you did all those three things. But of course, you need 10 shards to unlock him. And that is my first Figment shard. They had him in the store the other day, but he was like, it would end up costing me like almost $30, like $25 to buy just one character. Man, I don't want anything that bad for that game. I bought the Founders Edition. I supported them already. I will tell you, like, I haven't cooled off on it, but as the seasons are too long, I definitely cool down on like the season content. So I still need to do chapters 8, 9, and 10, but I'm totally complete all the way through 7, 3 stars on everything. And like at this point, I get to where I'm like, I'll wait and do it right before it finishes. I think 10's about to unlock. I'll run through all those just to get finished and get the last rewards, but I'm burnt out by the time I get there. So I wish they would make it like 5 chapters and make them shorter, and I think I would stay really engaged with it. But I get it. They got to make it last.
Yeah, as I play through, I level up more, but I think I need to get the game pass or, and put some money in on it. Help them out.
Yeah, because you didn't spend any money yet.
But maybe if I keep on playing the multiplayer, I can get the little 5 or 10 multiplayer points, or not the multiplayer, the pass points to catch up and just grind it out. I love a grind.
You love a good grind session. Yeah, it's I like that game. I don't want to seem like I don't. I just feel like I need some variety out of it. And the seasons just last a little too long for me. You got any news?
Yeah, okay, I got some news for you. Just a couple things. Here's the first one. Microsoft has a contest where you can win a Bluey Xbox Series X.
Yeah, I like it. Bluey looks real good as a console.
I really like the controller with Bluey and then the other guy on it, but I just like that blue.
Yeah. I will tell you, if I didn't have a Series X, which I don't, and I wanted one, even though I have no reason to have a Bluey one, I kind of like it. Like, I think it would look fun on a shelf.
Yeah, too bad there's only going to be one of them. You can't buy it.
Yeah, they're not going to sell it. It's just a chance to win. It's kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
The next one we got is Microsoft, or I say Forza, is coming out with a Android iOS customization game. So you can play a little bit of Forza. Does this do anything for you?
It does not. It's not a racing game. It's a customizing your car game. It doesn't do anything for me because I'm just not in that Forza ecosystem. I feel like if I was, this would probably be neat. It seems like a good time waster. They call it a puzzle game. I don't know. I mean, I might check it out at some point, but I'm just not invested in Forza the way that I kind of wish I was.
All right, next one we got is Xbox decides to create its first ever official edible controller by using Willy Wonka inspired chocolate. It's comes with a nice wrapper in pink and gold.
Yeah, that looks cool too. I don't know why this is necessary. But it looks cool.
Oh, that chocolate's gonna melt too, sitting out.
Or just go gross. Old chocolate gets gross. I think that's a situation where you have to win it too.
All right, the next story I got on PlayStation Blog, Horizon Forbidden West Seeds of Rebellion tabletop game with I got some pictures of some of the figures that they released or it's gonna be releasing. It's coming to Kickstarter November 21st.
This has been long in the making. It looks cool if you play tabletop games. I just don't. It does look good though.
All right, the next thing I got is The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered coming to PlayStation 5 on January 19th, 2024.
It gives them a chance to maybe introduce factions too, which I could see an announcement coming that factions is finally coming out. If it doesn't come with something new, though, I don't know why. I don't want to play that game again. So unless they announce that they're gonna do factions with it or something like that, I don't think I'm gonna do this.
Oh no, may or may not. Not for regular price. Looks like if you have the PlayStation 4 version, you can upgrade it for $10 to get the PlayStation 5 version of the remastered, which I might do that. I don't know. All right, the next piece of news that I got is from Sony again. PlayStation Black Friday sales have already started coming out. Some things on there. The controller is going to be $49.99. PlayStation Plus, where I wanted to talk to you about, you can save up to 30% on the 12-month membership if you're a brand new customer. Current PlayStation Plus members can save 25% when upgrading a current plan to PlayStation Plus Extra, or save 30% when upgrading to PlayStation Plus Premium Deluxe.
You can do it straight from the PlayStation for anybody interested. When you click on the Black Friday sale, it asks you if you want PlayStation Plus or the games. And so you can do that directly from there. This early Black Friday stuff is on my nerves. You have 8 days left for the hot deals. I think it ends in 8 days, but they're already live on it. Last night when I logged on, they had everything. I scrolled through the whole sale, but they don't have the controllers and stuff listed on there, but all the games.
Although here they got the covers for the PlayStation 5. Are you thinking about picking up any of them?
I want a cover real bad. I want to change the color of mine, but I don't know. I mean, $55 is not nothing. $60. That cosmic red looks a little more pink because I have that controller. That volcanic red is red red. I like the blue, the pink and the purple, but I would probably go with the blue because I have that blue controller and it's real Titans. I like that.
I like that blood red one. Make the whole console red with the red controller.
Yeah, murder that thing out. I got you.
Next thing in news I have is Sega has made a statement saying that they are not going to be selling themselves to Xbox or Microsoft.
Well, I think this is tied to those like offhanded emails and all that that came out through Discovery where they had made the statement that they were interested in it. But it's from like years ago. And I think Sega just getting in front of people who continue to ask. That's 'cause Microsoft doesn't need to own Sega and Sega doesn't need to. I mean, it's good the way it is.
All right, so the next thing is we're going to talk some MetaQuest news. Didn't realize, but the other day, a couple days ago, they released Assassin's Creed Nexus in VR.
Yeah. And apparently people are excited about it.
All right, the next thing I've seen is that you can apparently watch some NBA and games while in your quest, like you're there on the court side.
So they have a I forget what it's called. They have an app that lets you watch all that stuff where you can like it's like you're sitting on top of the Octagon or your courtside NBA game and it's called like X Arena or something. It looks like they're adding it to where you can actually watch it in Horizon Worlds now. Which is pretty neat. I mean, friend of the show Marshall 205 was in it the other day and he said it was awesome. Like at a basketball game, you can watch it live and you're literally courtside while the game's gonna being played. When people are checking in and stuff, they're like standing right in front of you. Which it is cool, but you have to like in that case, you have to subscribe to League Pass in order to watch it. And so you know how expensive those things are.
All right, the next thing we got is the MetaQuest 2 will be on sale on Black Friday on Amazon for $50 off and other retailers. But on Amazon, you can get a $50 gift card from them if you buy the MetaQuest 2 VR headset. The 128 gig is $249, and the 256 gig one will be $299. They also have some other stuff that will be on sale too. I'll scroll down and let you see.
I want that charger. That's what I want. I don't know what the normal price is. I think that's like regular price. That's what I want, though. I want that to charge my headset. I already got it, unfortunately. No, I don't like the silicone. The one it's on, it's okay for right now. I did not buy the carrying case or those hand things either. I just bought the Elite strap. That's the one without the battery. I bought the one with the battery. So I paid another $129. I bought that one.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about the Quest, both 2 and 3, so.
All right, everybody. Seems like that's it for today. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at Hoffman Show at game_Stitch. That was episode 565. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.